Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is foreplay to the October 7th anti-occupation actions, and we will play a lot of songs to entertain the activist troops. Going to start off with a band from the 60s, the guitar player of whom has recently passed away. This is from approximately 1967. The band is Iron Butterfly, and this track is the Iron Butterfly theme. Lord, make this machine work. Play.
Jacqueline. But on the chalk of Vera Highway, filling up with gasoline. Fiddle cap strokes, brother spies, a rich lady who's crying over luxuries, disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her. But he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner.
Reason to live from the body you've been. my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, damn, God damn, God damn, God damn, here I am.
They must have popped by for something.
Popped by? Swarmed by, more like! There's a multitude out there!
They started following me yesterday.
Well, they can stop following you right now! Now stop following my son! You ought to be ashamed of yourselves!
The man is a liar! The man is a liar!
The man is a liar!
The man is a liar!
There's no Messiah in here! There's a mess, all right, but no Messiah! Now go!
Messiah, Mum.
Ah, what have you been telling them?
Nothing, I only...
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Look, I can explain.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Behold his mother. Behold his mother.
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, could you do that one just once more? Make it a bit lighter, please.
What?
A little bit lighter.
Lighter?
Yes.
Silly, sort of.
No. just lighter, okay?
Right.
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, I think that had many things going for it. Do you think heavier is
right.
The keynote?
You'd rather go back to
yes,
the heavier.
I...
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Very good. Lunch, everybody.
Hail, Caesar!
Hail!
The crowd outside are getting a bit restless, sir. Permission to disperse them, please?
Disperse them? But I haven't addressed them yet.
No, I know, sir, but...
May I address you as one of the high points of the Passover? My friend Biggus Dickus has come all the way from Rome just to hear it.
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
You heard the Cranberries doing Zombie. Monty Python did He's a Very Naughty Boy from the soundtrack to Life of Brian. The Patti Smith Group did Privilege, Set Me Free. Discount did Waiting for the Great Leap Forward and started off with Iron Butterfly doing the Iron Butterfly theme. And that went out to Iron Butterfly guitarist Eric Braun, who recently passed away. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the morning and in evenings, as well as Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. And also relay broadcasted at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight's theme is Foreplay to the October 7th Anti-Occupation Actions. And we do not have a live guest from the Not In Our Name group, but there may be one next Sunday to provide coverage for the actions that are coming up this Tuesday. The next themed show on The Reverend is In will focus on this loud, buffoonish, racist, misogynist, homophobic, Christian supremacist, buffoonish blowhard named Rush Limbaugh. The theme will be Rush on Drugs. And the following theme show after that will focus on the newly covered by large-scale media scandals of the criminal madman Bush regime. And that theme will be Expose the Bush, and that may have live guests as well. And in the live guest department, in which all the near future theme shows will be organized around, we may have, as I said, somebody from Not In Our Name, as well as Hippie John's now traveling friend Heidi Helper, Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, Jennifer Hunter, and possibly some surprises. I'm not going to say who until they sound at least slightly close to definite. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Tonight's theme is Foreplay to the October 7th Anti-Occupation Actions, which is an event in Philadelphia and I believe nationwide, and it's organized by Not In Our Name and Youth Power, Youth PAWR, and other campus related organizations. And locally, it is this Tuesday, October 7th, and for students who listen in this area, the walkout is at 11 o'clock a.m., and there's a rally at Philadelphia City Hall at 12 noon that will go until 12:30, and then stick around and end up at Temple University for a rally at 2 o'clock. And in conjunction with that is actions are actions that are listed at the same websites that have been promoting and organizing the forthcoming national action or international action in Washington, D.C. against the prolonged war and renewed $87 billion commitment and continued occupation in Iraq. These websites include, well, the action is October 25th, and please get the word out even if you can't go. And the information is at internationalanswer.org and unitedforpeace.org. And I'll do a couple of quick plugs. I have some great tunes lined up tonight and a hilarious review we got from a guy from Cornell of Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, and I'll read that to you later. I'll get in as much as possible and skip the rest, save it for the Rush on Drugs show, and get to as many tunes as possible. And let's see, we have Asshole of the Week and some special treats for you, and some local movie news and a song. So if all goes well, we'll have somebody to sing along with the Reverend about halfway through the show. Hippie John did come through town for a couple of days, but had to leave this morning and could not be on the show. And I know he would sing the song that was created for tonight. So we're not getting Kippy John, but we might get his traveling friend Heidi Helper in a week or two. This is also Breast Cancer Month, the month of October, and you can support that at thebreastcancersite.com. And this is an actual factual site. It's not one of these anti-abortion bullshit propaganda sites that creates a false, scientifically implausible theory that, however ludicrous, attempts to link abortion with a greater risk of breast cancer, which has been proven time and again, and up to this day, to be a myth and pure propaganda. So you want to be sure you go to legitimate sites like thebreastcancersite.com to support National Breast Cancer Month. The new Michael Moore book is coming out this week, entitled Dude, Where's My Country? And Michael Moore is the filmmaker behind great films like Bowling for Columbine, Canadian Bacon, The Big One, and Roger and Me, and the author of great books like Stupid White Men, Downsize This, and a couple other ones, the television shows TV Nation and The Awful Truth. His new book, Dude, Where's My Country?, is at his website, michaelmoore.com, Michael, M-O-O-R-E, michaelmoore.com, and has a hilarious graphic of Michael toppling the statue of George W. Numbnuts Bush, and that's pretty funny and worth checking out. And if you want to see what George W. Numbnuts Bush would look like if he was a woman, you can go to a humor site called superlaugh.com/numeral1/bushgirl.htm. It's a pretty scary and gruesome picture in which he looks more like a bad drag act than an actual woman, but you can decide if the picture represents what the illegal occupant of the White House and total village idiot would look like had he been born a woman, much like people speculate Laura Bush to have been originally born to be one. Okay, that's enough for now. I'm going to say hello to everybody from the party train that made Hippie John's stay in this area a pleasurable one. Hello to Holly and Al and Brooke and a slew of others. And we're going to play you a song. This is Bow Wow Wow, one of their later songs. And this is entitled Aphrodisiac. Play.
Okay, get ready.
Remember.
This next song is from the period just before the first Gulf War, when Daddy Numbnuts Bush was about to go to war with Iraq. It's by the Rolling Stones from their Flashpoint CD. This track is entitled High Wire.
I love the threat and I talk the ice cream. She likes my song. She has a nice car. I'll buy a gas.
Oh,
You heard Stoma Boy with Marrow doing City Drops Into the Night. Before that, Biff Naked did Twitch. The Rolling Stones did High Wire. the big boys did We Got Your Money and started off with Bow Wow Wow doing Aphrodisiac. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Foreplay to the October 7th Anti-Occupation Actions, and we are going to entertain the activist troops and play some more music after some plugs and a couple of things to read. This was news as of today. Thailand announced that they are going to use mice to test the food before they serve it to George W. Numbnuts Bush when he goes to Bangkok later this month. And you can write to me if you agree with this. It's kind of a role reversal, especially if you're going down the evolutionary chain. Shouldn't it be George W. Bush testing the food that they feed the mice? You decide. Write to me if you agree or disagree, and we'll get those messages to the people of Thailand. There's a really good article or editorial by Senator Max Cleland, who was a Vietnam veteran, entitled Welcome to Vietnam, Mr. President, and that's at truthout.org. And in Philly area movie news, Glass Camouflage is going to come out probably next year. And that is called Glass Camouflage, A Simple Tale of Love, Punk Rock, and Racism. And the mighty force behind that is Scott Johnston, famed for the Peekaboo Review. And Scott and Diva DeVille and another great cast of characters. And they're going to have a showing this coming Tuesday of a film called Infested, directed by Jack Olson, and that's at 9:30 at the Fancy Pants Cinema, also in Philadelphia. So you want to check that out, local people. And I want to give a plug. I gave them one last week, but I want to say it again in case people missed it. WKIZ Radio out of Key West, Florida. WKIZRadio.com, serving the Caribbean and Cuba, describing itself as, quote, subversive, radical, corporate-free, anti-religion, and anti-hate, end quote, and supported by Personal Lap Dances and the Indoor Growers Association. And that sounds most interesting and probably much like the independent internet broadcasting you are used to hearing. Oh, another good article, How Bush Can Be Defeated in 2004, from thecrisispapers.org, crisispapers.org/editorials/bush-defeat.htm. And that's all the plugging for now. We're going to play a song in a couple minutes for the organizers and activists of the October 7th actions against the continued extremely expensive and deadly occupation in Iraq. But I'm going to share with you something sent from Brian Van Campen of Cornell about two films fighting against the forces of darkness, good versus evil. The first is Jesus Christ, Vampire Hunter, and the second is The Order. First, Jesus Christ, Vampire Hunter. Everyone in Canada is freaking out. Lesbians missing, screams the newspaper headlines. And then Jesus Christ follows through on his second coming, dropping baptismal subjects into the water so that he can team up with a Mexican wrestling god and beat marauding vampire lesbians back into the darkness from whence they came. And every 5 minutes or so, everyone bursts into a song. Well, here's the kind of movie you don't see every day. The movie is called Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. The kind of title you don't see every day either. And yup, it's an all-singing, all-dancing, all-butt-kicking exploitation movie that's equal parts goofy comedy, choppy epic, gothic horror, and flat-out musical. The movie is shot on what appears to be a Poverty Row budget. Just... well, just about every line of dialogue and sound effect appears to have been post-synced, making the whole thing look even more like a bad Chinese dub job. But the makers of the film, while working for the kind of money that would even make Roger Corman smile, have energy, humor, and ideas to spare. Somehow, the crappy dub job aspect is kinda endearing. I mean, you've got to love any movie in which Jesus Christ, Phil Karakas, drops a baptized babe into the water without a second thought so that he can fight a trio of bloodthirsty lesbian vampires. Never mind that the scene takes place in broad daylight on an Ottawa beach. It's that gonzo spirit that shines through. Not to mention that the other characters have drive-in biblical names like Maxine Shrek, Johnny Golgotha, Dr. Pretorius, and Mary Magnum. After seeing so many bloated Hollywood bombers that do nothing but retrace old formulas, you'd gotta love a movie that gleefully takes every exploitation hook ever devised and throws them into a cinematic blender and hits pari. Not much is known about Lee Gordon DeMarbury, the film's director, cinematographer, and editor, except that his latest film happens to have a delightful title, Harry Knuckles and the Pearl Necklace. Just a guess, but I'm sure DeMarbury has no interest in coming to Hollywood to direct Daddy Daycare. Here, in the low-budget world of exploitation, he seems to be having a lot more fun. Like Repo Man and Donnie Darko, here is an unheralded work made by people who should have known better, and it only exists to give us all a little gorilla weirdo goose in the ribs. God bless it, because we sure need it now. If there was any doubt that more Americans believe in UFOs and conspiracy theories than God, here comes a movie called The Order to settle the bet. Ever since that whenever someone makes a rational, well-considered religious picture or pokes fun at religious followers, as Dogma and Life of Brian did, the protesters and wackos crawl out of the woodwork. But whenever we get something like The Exorcist or The Amityville Horror or The Order, you walk into the theater where the movies play and you could hear a pin drop. As Stephen King once said of the popularity of The Amityville Horror, the Church of Times Square is in session. The Order will surely attract a devoted cult of its own as it tries in dark and muted tones to question the nature of faith and the yin-yang push-me-pull-you nature of evil. The Order is the latest film from writer-director Brian Helgeland, whose last picture, A Knight's Tale, was a big, goofy, anachronistic ball of silly fun that I really enjoyed, not the least because it effectively cribbed a lot of Chaucer along the way. The tone for The Order is dank and depressing, and while the film reunites the three main actors from A Knight's Tale, the similarities end there. Heath Ledger plays Alex Bernier. Yes, they ripped off the name of my friend Beth Saulnier's journalist detective. A member of an arcane order of priests known as the Carolinians. When the head of the order dies in bizarre fashion, Bernier teams up with a strange woman with ties to his past, Shannon Sussman, and Mark Addy as one of the only other priests left in his order. Suffice it to say that Addy's specialty seems to be waving a crucifix around cobwebby Parisian catacombs. There is also a terrific and charismatic turn by an actor named Benno Fehrman, who may be the embodiment of the mystery. Rumor has it that The Order was on hold for a year and a half because the special effects needed work. They still do. And are the least scary part of the experience. but in a creepy, night-stained world with just enough humor to punctuate the gloom, the Order has just enough belief in itself to startle you. Thank you, Brian Van Campen, for sending me that. And these are at Cornell University and probably other parts of the country, so you'll have to look at them. Jesus Christ, Vampire Hunter, and The Order. Okay, let's play a song for the people who are organizing the forthcoming October 7th anti-occupation actions, as well as the activists who will participate in it, and new bloods who roll along. This is by Queen. It is entitled, We Are the Champions. Lord, make this machine work.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go home.
Some are more than ready, some aren't willing. volunteering in what they're not dying for. The young Republican Guard crying for war. Free speech, as free as it's thought. Controlled behavior reacts as it's taught. Fighting for peace, can't comprehend. Hate out of love is violent pretend. Vampires drinking blood and oil cocktails. Their violence works, it hardly ever fails. When blind man can't see, he believes blind. Blind obedience is the child of mindless mind. New world order is an old world lie. Fighting for peace, see how they die. Dragging in God as they turn violent. God says nothing, he just remains silent. Stop madmen from running loose. Mother Earth woman can't take the abuse. Living right now is living for tomorrow. Time is saying there's no more time to borrow. Vampires drinking blood and oil cocktails. Their violence works, it hardly ever fails.
Bombs over Baghdad, dancers of death. Murder in the air, this is the next breath. Macho queen selling war makers toys. Rain in destruction, good old boys. New world order is a whole world line. Fighting for peace, watch them all die. Dragon and God, as they turn violent. Over Baghdad,
dancers of death.
Bombs 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 over Baghdad.
Okay, gonna play a song by George Michael that he wrote earlier this year, or maybe late last year, about Tony Blair from England and a man George Michael professes to be Tony Blair's lover, none other than George W. Numbnuts Bush himself. A goof on the movie title Wag the Dog. This is George Michael doing Shoot the Dog.
Right. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Oh, shit, man! What ought to warn you when you do one of those, man?
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups and then the main asshole. Sunday, October 5th, 2003 at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and two independent radio stations from Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Bruce Willis, who recently played with his pathetically bad band in Iraq and offered a bounty for the head of Saddam Hussein. And while Saddam Hussein is a murderer and an asshole, he doesn't come close to being the magnitude of the murderer and the asshole of his invading conqueror, George W. Numbnuts Bush. And the Reverend has a bounty of his own. There will be a bounty from Reverend Bookburn to reward the person who pies or does something otherwise completely harmless to Bruce Willis himself. So, if you get him with a pie, you win the latest contest, and that would mean getting pie or jello or whatever to Bruce Willis in the head. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is a sports television station ESPN's executive vice president, Mark Shapiro, who defended racist Rush Limbaugh this past week by saying that Rush Limbaugh's racist comment about football player Donovan McNabb, quote, not a politically motivated comment. This is a sports and media argument. So, Mark Shapiro, you are the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to that very special someone, and I can't believe that he has not been Asshole of the Week so far in going on 3 years of doing this show. Hey, where's the fart sounds? There we go.
Oh, shit, man! But I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
And now, Asshole of the Week. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Rush Limbaugh. And I hear cheering in the next room. He's a what? I love the way you say that. And my friend Dante agrees. Rush Limbaugh is an asshole. He is a racist. He is a misogynist. He is a homophobic. He is a far-right-wing, hate-mongering blowhard from his radio show, but recently hired by sports station ESPN to comment on football and leading him to making racist comments about a football player named Donovan McNabb, which led to an outcry, which led to Rush Limbaugh's resignation from ESPN. And there's a couple other things by him. You have to get this by email because there is no link. An equally stupid comment by Rush Limbaugh, actually an entire article, if you can believe he can write, entitled "Leftists Treat Christianity as Cancer." And there's articles about Rush, as well as former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Please egg me again, Arnold Schwarzenegger, at alternet.org. Rush Limbaugh, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, enough of these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, George Michael did Shoot the Dog. Eno did China, My China. John Trudell did Bombs Over Baghdad. And started off with Queen doing We Are the Champions. And that went out to the organizers and participants of the forthcoming October 7th Anti-Occupation Actions. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is foreplay to the October 7th Anti-Occupation Actions. And I have just begun talking and I'm already talked out, so I'm going to give a couple of quick plugs and play a song. There's updated organizing information spreading and email alert actions at moveon.org that are very worthwhile. Ms. Terry, who did the Dr. Laura Whore track and who has a new track that we're still trying to load onto this computer. Thank you, Kenny. Is at radioleft.com, and they have a lot of anti-Rush material as well. Cheryl Miller's Washington, D.C. Memorial Project is still happening at cheryldcmemorial.org. The Reverend's friend Renee Bryant's band All or Nothing, H.C., is touring, and you can see where they'll be near you at ontherag.net. Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and David Rovix at everreviledrecords.com. The Dark Lady at darklady.com. Paul Krasner's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, Paul K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. ProChoiceLeg.com needs a few bucks. Please send them to him, them. Emergency contraception information at BackUpYourBirthControl.com for ECP, emergency contraception information, since information is getting more and more scarce during the Taliban-modeled Bush regime. And for anti-war trading cards, Jello Biafra's spoken word CDs and all kinds of music and spoken word releases that are incredible, including their great compilations, alternativetentacles.com, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. I'm going to save the late-term abortion ban bill till next week. Please oppose that. It is a death sentence against women, and details will be forthcoming on the Rush on Drugs show next week. Let's play a song and kick it out, since we covered all of these harrowing subjects. This is a band that features Steve Jones and Paul Cook. They were in the Sex Pistols from 1976 to 1978, and then recorded with Johnny Biggs, and then formed this band called The Professionals. This track is entitled Join the Professionals. That was The Professionals. Join the Professionals. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is foreplay to the October 7th anti-occupation actions. And I'm going to play a song in a minute so that you get a feel for the new lyrics about Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rush Limbaugh, and Karl Rove. And I'll do the thank yous now while we still have the AN listeners, because we'll lose them promptly at the top of the hour, which is around 15 minutes. I forgot to plug ACLU, Civil Liberties Experts ACLU.org. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain general inspiration to the following for tonight's show: Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, the entire party train during Hippie John's visit, Holly and Al, Brooke, Liz Marks, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, Plantard and the English book burners, the Belgian, Dutch, and Brazilian and Australian book burners, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Sister Mary Titwright, Coffee Goddesses and Ms. Terry, Mother Therese, Maggie, Kim and her sister, Liz Bott, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Justin, the greatest attorney in the world, DJs Cindy from Kinetic Cuts at Radio Volta and Jim Nexus, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice League, All Clinic Defenders, Brian Van Kampen, Jennifer Hunter, everyone at Radio Volta for surviving and enduring the looting and theft of a transmitter from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, the two Washington outlets that do the show, and Dallas Blanchard. Love and support from the show to everyone who knew and loved or was in any way affected by the passing of Claire Clay of Philadelphia Independent Media Center, 1978 to 2003. The Plea for Peace tours, the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action tours, and the National Helpline information are all at subcity.net. And help for depression and suicidality is at 1-800-SUICIDE, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, this is a song from the 1960s that was after the killings of Martin Luther King and the two Kennedys. It's entitled Abraham, Martin, and John. And this is the tune that the new lyrics that hopefully somebody will sing with me has been written, a new song for Arnold, Rush, and Carl. This is the original version from the 1960s. This is Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion. Play.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the thing that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good?
Okay, that was Dion doing Abraham, Martin, and John. And in a minute, I'll give you the new lyrics. Although, my friend Dante will not consent to singing. And my voice is fairly shattered due to sickness. So I think I'm just going to recite the words. Two plugs I forgot. In Philadelphia, the Hip Hop Film Festival. You get information and dates and times at hiphopfilmfestival.com. And Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. Last live guests, Laura Moore, Michelle Lay, Jared Hoffman, Reno, Norman, and Carla. And her What's New editorials page. Check out Extreme Asscraft, about Ayatollah Asscraft, who could not be bothered with anti-abortion terrorists, but does have time to prosecute Extreme Associates video company. And the Reverend's response to Extreme Asscraft at Patriot Letters, the link to that is at the right-hand margin on the editorial page. Okay, you heard Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion from the 1960s. These are the new lyrics entitled Arnold, Rush, and Carl. And if we have time after that, we'll play some tracks from a punk compilation from Puerto Rico that's really good. Arnold, Rush, and Carl. Has anybody here seen my old friend Arnold? Can you tell me where he's gone? Groped for power, pleasure, play. They just enjoyed it anyway. Yodeled Hitler long the way. I turned around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Carl? Can you tell me where he's gone? He dreamt the lies and spun the play. He was Bush's brain, some people say. He told the truth one fateful day. I just turned around and he's gone. This is the verse you'll love, Dante. It's Rush. Has anybody here seen my old friend Rush? Can you tell me where he's gone? But 4,350 pills in 47 days. Should have OD'd twice a day. Or maybe he was just passing them along. Thank you, Ralph Noyes, for sending that to the Reverend. That is appreciated. If my voice wasn't shot to shit, thanks to sickness, I would have been singing that to you. However, next week the theme will be Rush on Drugs, and we'll play some special tributes to Rush. And if we get a live guest, we'll try to get him or her to sing that as well. And let's see. Oh, we announced the songs, did the plugs. Oh, you can also see Rush Limbaugh and his drug scandal, his prescription drug scandal, at thesmokinggun.com. And that's really good. thesmokinggun.com. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle. Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. Next week, Rush on Drugs. The next themed show after that, Expose the Bush. And we'll cover the Bush scandals and maybe have a live guest. And we'll talk about the late-term abortion ban, a death sentence to women, and a whole lot more, plus some live guests coming up. It's going to be a very action-packed October on this show. And now, I do not feel like talking. So we're going to play from this compilation called Disparando con Sonica, the hardcore and punk compilation from Puerto Rico. This first band is called, I guess I'll play one track from each band. This is Distorsión Rebelda. And this track is entitled Afectados por la Radio. Play.